This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on revised GRAP norms, bolstering measures to combat adverse air quality scenario. The participants are Dr. B.C. Sabata, environmentalist, and Sanjay Jha, journalist.
Commission for Air Quality Management, which is responsible for air quality over Delhi and National Capital Region, has introduced a revised plan to combat winter pollution, urging states to enforce stricter measures when air quality declines. The revised plan also mandates that the school which switched to hybrid learning on days with severe air pollution. Dr. Sabata, how do you read these new directions?
This is very much required because almost the air quality, when it increases, the vehicular pollution rises, then the movement of the vehicles also is a part of the program. That's why the commission has restricted movement of vehicles. The hybrid mode means sometimes people are very much interested to send their kids to school. So maybe some of their compromising. But ideally, there should not be any movement of vehicles. That leads to the addition of pollution in the city. That's why I think they have revised for the hybrid as well as the virtual mode.
Under the revised plan, interstate buses from neighboring states accept electrical vehicles, and those running on CNG or BS6 diesel will be banned from entering Delhi during the stage 2. This restriction previously applied only under stage 3. So this means it's a much more stricter enforcement. This would probably bring the quality of air better in Delhi.
Naturally, because the movement of interstate buses or interstate vehicles very much in the city entering from neighbor states. So that's why they have restricted the CNG as well as the BS6 vehicles, because a lot of vehicles are coming, and particularly in the night time. And that was the reason the quality of air become deteriorated. That's why the commission, I think, they have introduced the same to restrict the vehicles unless until it is required. So that is very much proper. And I think we should adhere to the rules and regulation of the commission that all the vehicles which are entering should not enter to the city. That's why they have made this point.
So apart from these revised plans of controlling the vehicular pollution, there is attempt also to involve the public at large. Now, there is an awareness campaign going on about the resident welfare associations now will be required to provide electrical heaters to staff, which involve sanitation, gardening, and other essential services, including security personnel who are at the gate, to prevent the open burning of biomass or waste during winter months. We have often seen, because of severe cold, people tend to burn the biomass or wood to get the heat. So how much does that contribute, and what's going to happen with this new sort of restrictions?
Actually, this is very much required. As you know, the very, very much populated cities, in the, not only in Delhi, and others also, during the winter, it is very, very cold. So people, they practically burn the biomass to get some heat. But the resident purpose is RWS, because every RWS has a security personnel, a lot of security personnel. And because of the night cold, they used to burn the biomass. I think that is a very much required, and public awareness is one of the major activities. Unless until the public aware, and they should restrict to that. In other world also, there are many people, they are very at various places. They burn the coal, they log and other things. They have wood to get the heat. I think that should be restricted, and government has very rightly said to provide electric heaters to the security personnel, which they should not use the biomass, because biomass burning also adds a lot of pollution, particularly in the night time. So that was the very much idea, to give heaters to the security personnel and other places. And people should not also burn here and there the woods and other things, should be banned. And that has been strictly we should adhere. And unless until the public awareness and public know, I think it is not success. So that's a very much right idea to introduce public, and the government has taken the and Delhi Pollution Control Committee and other authorities. They make a training sessions. They are going to public. They are going to the societies, RWS. They are sending letters not to do that. So that is a good step.
We have also seen the Vice President of country, Sri Jagdeep Dhankarji, calling for finding a systematic solution to a stubble burning, and said that it should not be just left to individuals. Vice President said the national capital suffers every year on account of hazardous environmental situation arising out of burning stubbles. And we must get in innovation mode, find a systematic solution, and it should not be left to the individuals. How much does this, you know, we keep debating about stubble burning, how the farmers are carelessly burning their crops, which is leading to sort of smog in Delhi. So this is a year-to-year same discussion going on. Firstly, I would like to understand from you, how much does the stubble burning actually contribute to the air pollution or poor AQI in Delhi? And secondly, what can we done to encourage more farmers not to burn? Is there a technological solution? Is there a sort of a monetary solution for them?
You told double burning is one of the major cause. How much percentage it is, you can't say exactly, but I think that is major part is that. And to how to reduce or how to get rid of this double burning is a big problem. And what the vice president told, it's from there be an institutional mechanism. Instead of a farmer doing, there should be institutional mechanism. The government can collect all the stubble, do something. There are various methods are there to generate ethanol, some composting. There are many ways are there. In our country, because of the farmers not getting time to their second crop, hurriedly they are burning it, and which causes a lot of problem. So if there is an institutional mechanism, maybe big factory, big ethanol or the whatever the factory, the plywood, wood doing the stubbles can use something, like a big industry is there, maybe all the stubble can collect and do that. I think that is a very good idea what the Vice President had told. Government should think about that. Unless until you do a very big way, individual farmer, what they will do? Suppose I have a 1 acre of land, I have to do another crop, so I have to burn it. But if the government is collect all the stubble and do something, definitely they will also feel good. And will the another point you have raised on the financial mechanism. Suppose government has purchased all the stubble, giving some incentives. Farmers are very happy to give that. So I think that is a very good idea. Honorable Vice President had told, government should think about that.
Vice President has rightly pointed out that our negligence is putting us in jeopardy for several ways. Our loss of hour of work, disruption of normal life, and also we need to take care of children, the future generation, giving them a heavy dose. They can't go to schools, and because pollution is very high, and therefore everyone must converge to contribute. One of the important aspects of this issue is quality of air, which sort of chokes the Delhi. That we do several measures. But one of the measures which is very important is closing the schools and putting them in hybrid mode. How much does that help? But because earlier the parents were complaining that the schools get shut down. So now at least this time they have an option of sending their children to school, or they can also do online classes. How much does this going to help in controlling the air pollution?
That is, they have given because the parents and other people have complained, and that's right also. But if the school can utilize the EV mode, maybe zero pollution vehicles, that would be a very good idea. Otherwise, there are many vehicles, they run here and there. That is one of the major things, the movement of public, movement of the parents are leaving their children by car. So this is a, you know, such a populated city. Lot of people are moving here and there and giving cars and other things that add the pollution. The hybrid mode may be a very good idea. If the school can collect the students only in EV mode or the electronic vehicle, zero pollution vehicle, then it's okay. Otherwise, the all parents are again leaving their kids to in the schools by car. So that, I think, does not have any impact. But the impact will be if there is a zero emission vehicles used for transport of the children. That would give a good result.
Doctor, there is one more important directive which has come out of this new revised plan. Is Delhi and NCR state governments are directed to stagger office timings for public offices and municipal bodies during stage 3. The central government may also implement similar staggered timings for its offices in Delhi and NCR. That's a wonderful idea that not every office has to start at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and not every office has to have a weekend, Sunday, you know, as a close. So just not the staggered timing, but the staggered days of operations can also be implemented. So do you think that will reduce the vehicle population on the roads, and possibly in the long run, that could be the way we can contain the air pollution around the year?
At a time, everybody coming to road, that causes two things. One is a vehicle congestion and the traffic, what in Delhi we are experiencing, that it causes a lot of pollution, lot of smoke and other things. If this office times are staggered, and there should be a carpool. It's not that everybody is going there single car in Delhi. Last 10, 15, 20 years, we are struggling to how to start a carpool. Everybody can go to metro is in a good idea. Likewise, if that can be implemented and office timings can stagger, the central government is one of time, state government is one time. public companies may have a separate time. So people can staggerly, they can go. And there should be a common mode of transport. It is not that everybody there got an individual car. So that is the main point. So if we have a common pool, I think then it will be a good impact in reducing the air pollution.
One more suggestion which has come is augment public transport services through CNG, electrical buses and metro services by inducting additional fleet and increasing the frequency of services. Introduce differential rates to encourage off-peak travel. Does these kind of measures actually will work, that if you start charging more ticket price in the morning time, will people put off unnecessary travel in the morning and they probably will go in the afternoon? And also augmenting public transport, because in Delhi we always complain about last mile connectivity. If we start augmenting public transport and maybe provide more CNG electrical vehicle up to the metro, and then probably metro would be the sort of main transport artery for the city, how much does that help in taming the equi?
That can be a big help if you can augment the transport, and there will be a talk of differential fare. Suppose somebody want to go one place to one place, direct charge, some little higher charges, and they will go without stopping somewhere and go. Earlier also there was a proposal like that, and higher charges, as you said, good buses, then augmentation of our public transport. People can choose to go by that. So then I think there are a lot of difference will come, and augmentation of metro also, they can increase of metro services. Why can't it be 24 hours? And then people can travel, suppose in lean time they can travel, then they not go to by their own vehicle. So that's the only thing, is to discourage the single-use cars, because in Delhi, 60 to 70% cars are running by single person. So you have to bring that down, and people can encourage to go by the public transport. In Delhi, if you ask somebody little higher, nobody can use the public transport. Everybody their own vehicle. So I think the idea of the community, what they try to tell the state governments to introduce these things, I definitely it will help in reducing air pollution.
One more question which often is asked by our listeners, that how does this graded response action plan GRAP works? We all know that it's an emergency response mechanism for Delhi to improve the Delhi quality air. When we see a bad average AQI level, then we start talking about graded response action plan or GRAP. But how does it work actually? Can you please tell us, does it get formulated after careful consideration of scientific data, stakeholders' inputs, expert recommendations, along with field experience and learnings in the past years? How do we sort of start working, whether it's case for the stage one, stage two, and all these measures? How is it arrived?
Actually, you what it told, there are a lot of discussions going on, a lot of experts' comments are there, a lot of time has been given by the government head of the institutions to introduce the GRAP. And that is a good thing, but only problem is how to implement the GRAP. Because suppose in there should not be open burning, early morning cleaning, watering the streets. How far we are getting the success on that? I think there is a lot of suggestions is given. Only the practicality and the implementable things should be there. Checking up the people by various MCD, DPCC, people are there. Construction workers, construction places. But you know, in Delhi, all we know how much irregularities are going on. People, they don't bother about the action plan. They don't bother about the government. They don't bother about the law. And they are starting their own thing. Every day morning, if you see, a lot of things still happening. People throw their garbage outside. Nobody segregate the waste. A lot of things are there. So GRAP is very well-planned and well-thinkable project. Only thing is that how it is implementable, or how it is practiced by the public, by the government institution, that should be seen.
With the new revised plan, let's hope, Dr. Sabata, that people can breathe clean air, and we will have a sort of a better desired result. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, I hope so.
You are listening to a discussion on revised GRAP norms, bolstering measures to combat adverse air quality scenario. The participants were Dr. B.C. Sabata, environmentalist, and Sanjay Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.